Blog Talk Radio.
Tell my baby naked hat. Rise the cock till you hit the spot. Tell my baby naked hat.
Doing the doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yay, bow, wow, yippee yo, yippee. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yay, bow, wow, yippee yo, yippee.
All right, we have arrived. You know, if we made a montage of the freaking beginning of this dilapidated show, every week at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night, the world comes to an end. Dr. Mark here, Naked Soma there, and Professor Val gliding the clouds.
Oh,
I tell you what, folks, you know, we don't get paid for this show. You don't get paid. You don't pay to listen to it. We're getting our quality, you know, for our bang for our not for our buck. Right about the time we call into the show, the entire internet collapsed and no one could call in. So
that was amazing.
Not really. Not when it's you and me doing something like this. No.
That's true.
If we were landing in the city of Cleveland right before the plane was approaching the airway, the runway, you'd see the entire city just going blackout. You know, just to play, you know, hello, he goes, hello, we would say.
God.
So here we are, Wednesday after Halloween, November.
It is.
Remember the 5th of November. So, yeah, exactly. I have that guy's face like glued in my head, that Vendetta thing.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. Speaking of vendettas, the topic tonight might cause several of us in the audience to maybe go into flexion at a certain point to protect their bitties.
Yes, it could happen.
So we'll be having a little tete-a-tete about that later. So let's just see if we can just open up a little... Yes. The facts will be laid on the table soon. All right. So, you know, I mean, I'm looking at the screen, and Pat Robinson has his arm around Rudy Giuliani. All is well.
Right.
All is well.
Yes.
We're going straight to hell as fast as possible.
Yes.
So why don't you give the audience a little overview of the topic du jour.
Okay. Well, my pal, Anne Marie, will be coming on the show. And we're going
to be... She's a speech pathologist. We've got to give her a little more than
yeah,
that, right?
Yeah, she's a speech pathologist, but she doesn't want to make a big deal out of her qualifications and
she's
such.
She's coming in basically as a representative of the gender.
That's right. She's coming in as the woman of... can't call her a lady of the evening because she'd get mad, but, you know. The woman of the night. And we're going to be talking about things female. We're going to be talking about the C word.
Oh, we're just going to take all these topics out tonight.
We're going to talk about some commercials on TV that get us angry. And we'll be talking about a couple other things. And I know that there are certain things that will set Anne Marie off. And then when it happens, it's going to be exo-explosion.
Mm-hmm. All right, why don't we do this now since she's already here.
Oh, go get her.
From last week, we had a little situation with my daughter, Sarah, that she was unable to join us at the end of the Halloween Brigade. So she is here tonight. So let me just activate her situation here on the switchboard.
Hello, I'm here already.
Oh,
hey.
Wow. Oh, my God. Joining us from the kitchen table on Cooper Drive, Sarah Bean Filippi, Sarah Jane Filippi. Just Sarah.
Yeah, say my whole name.
Say my whole name.
Oh.
All right. So let's just get a little report. It's a week removed from Halloween. How much of the candy has been eaten? I just want to know.
Actually,
all of it happened.
Not that much, cause Kyle, he unwrapped some and then threw it out.
Oh, jeez.
Well, in
so
sure,
that was
so.
My candy, and then he decided to dump all my candy in my lunch bag.
Uh huh.
But I don't know what happened to my candy.
I don't know
where my candy is. I think Mama hid it.
I saw a cat doing something with it. It was a cat riffing through something. There's too many lollipops. So just get rid of those.
Oh, all the lollipops on the table are from Kyle's school because he got them from Halloween.
Now, you know, anyone catch any of the dreaded bacteria from last week? Because, you know, we were the only ones that went to that house over there.
What?
You know, that had the killer bacteria.
Well, no, because there was the lady that was there at the door. That was the sister. And the mother was in the hospital.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. So there was no, so the boogeyman wasn't really there. But you were the only ones that got candy, so everyone was scared, I remember.
Yeah, I know. And that's this kid's best friend who lives there, but.
Yeah. All right. So that's the Halloween report. Basically, we survived. Now, last Saturday there was some controversy there on the soccer field. Sarah, you were the only girl playing, I think, in the championship game
because
of the weather.
No, Naomi was there. There's another little girl named.
Did she play? She wasn't playing.
Yeah.
She was
in that tan sweater.
Oh, all right. Well, she didn't move around very much.
No, she was cold.
Set the stage. It's 2-1, according to what we know.
Don't talk. Don't talk.
Okay, Anto, go. You do it.
Okay.
Jesus.
Listen.
Ugh.
It was 2-1. No, it was 2-0 in the first half.
Uh-huh.
We had a water break. We went back on the field. The coach said it was a new game. So then it would be 0-0. Then he decided to not tell us anything. And he changed his mind to make it the same game. So then it would still be 2-0. And then we scored 2 really good goals with, like, 15 seconds left.
Yeah,
and
set up
the last play,
15 seconds, right? It was 2-1 as far as we knew, right?
Yeah.
You're over there, you got 3 guys around you there, right? And you spotted Darren. How did you have that, happen? You were way in the corner.
How did I spot Darren?
You saw him
before
you went over
there.
Okay,
listen to me.
I'm listening.
When I felt like I had an asthma attack,
right?
And when I was sitting down on the floor and you kicked me off my butt and you made me fly into the air and you made me play, I ran and I onto the guy and I said, give me the ball right now, it's 15 seconds, and everybody was like, 5-4, and when I ran past Darren, and I knew he was there already, and I just took the ball away from that kid, I like elbowed him, and then I took the ball and I kicked it to Darren, and then he scored.
Huh.
Yeah, pretty much what every red-blooded 11-year-old girl does on a Saturday morning.
Why they said it was 3-2 is because when the dog...
Yes, there was a kid running around in
a
dog costume.
There was
a
kid that was running around in a dog costume. He looked like a sheep. And when he tackled the goalie,
right,
and the other kid came around and scored, they counted that as a goal.
Now, you compete against guys a lot. I mean, you do it at school. Now, basketball, it's all girls, right? Okay. So how do you feel when you play against boys and girls, and as opposed to just playing against girls? Do you feel more comfortable with when it's mixed or more comfortable when it's just girls?
I like it better with boys because then I can hurt them and they don't care. The girls cry. No,
they will
just sometimes.
Of course, you know, this means war.
All right, so we're going to be talking about girl power tonight, so... Do you feel you're treated fairly as a girl, by the teachers, and, they kind of, like, give the boys more credit? I mean, you think it's 50-50, what?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
There's a couple girls that are teachers' pets, and I want to choke them and throw them at the rescue window, but, you know.
Boy, throw them at the rescue window. Well, all right, so.
Yeah, because the rescue window's always open. It has to be.
I understand. Thank you for sharing. Wow.
You're welcome.
All right, anything else you want to tell us before you depart?
Yes.
What's that? Anything?
My finger hurts.
There was an injury yesterday. I told you what to do.
It was not yesterday.
Well, 2 days ago now. Right.
It's days straight, okay?
Right. Yeah.
It was on Monday.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All right. So hang up and listen, and thanks for joining us. Maybe we'll have you on at the Thanksgiving. Give a little Thanksgiving report, and then maybe go over that.
We could tell everybody about last year's Thanksgiving.
Well, let's just get to this year's. This is a couple of weeks.
Time out. I need to ask you a question first.
Time out.
I need to go on the computer, and I need to find
Right.
Hold on a minute. This computer is very, very slow.
I understand.
Hurry up.
What are you doing?
Trying to get open the...
I told you what to do.
Mozilla Firefox.
Don't go there.
No, that's better than Dora, than...
Don't go there. It'll take forever. I'm telling you. Just go to regular Internet Explorer and go right to the homepage. And then if you'll click on Naked Soma, it goes right to it.
What?
Okay?
What?
You go to the index.
Wait, hold on. Let me write this down.
Tech support. Help. What?
I have to write this down. What do I do?
You go to Internet Explorer, you click on the homepage. It goes to the somaspace.org, right?
Yeah, it's already at that.
Okay, and then if you see Naked Soma there?
Okay, so...
On the left-hand side?
Hold on, I'm writing this down. Naked
Soma.
Yeah.
Right? You click on that.
Yeah.
And then it'll take you right to the Naked Soma page, and it'll say, click here to listen. And then you click it, and then it comes down the speakers.
Click here.
You getting all this, folks?
To listen. The button... Wait, I'm not done yet.
All right.
Wait.
I'm right here.
The button.
Yeah, we've got 46 minutes. We're fine.
Listen to the radio.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Are you got it?
Nope. I have to write show first. But wait a second. I need one more thing.
We gotta need some music for this.
Oh, wait a minute. Do we have a caller here?
Is that
the Debster?
Yeah. And I'll check back in later.
Debster, is that you? Oh,
that is.
Hi.
Yeah.
I just dialed into the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, well, believe me, you should have been here at 8 o'clock. We couldn't. The whole internet disappeared.
It was gone.
So well, we get on the show and it says switchboard is gone. So are we okay?
Nope. Trying to click on this stupid Internet Explorer.
I'll tell you what. While I'm doing this, I'll write an email to give you the instructions. How about
that? Okay. Wait. Time out. It's almost loading. It's a white screen. Hold on.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my.
So, Jeb, are you going to be joining us with the tip at about 8:45, you said?
I will.
All right, man.
Yeah, I'm just doing kids down the bed right now.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that you guys got that eco question of the week.
Yeah, we'll get to that during the somascope. That's a good question.
It is a
good
question. I want to hear it too, being an eco.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
Wait, Daddy.
Yes.
It says, "Do you need an emotional makeover?" Click here.
No. Off to the side. I need one. After this 15-minute interview, I need one. No, over to the side. It says Naked Soma. You see it?
Where are my glasses?
It says our show, doesn't it?
All right, I will check in back with you people in a while, about a half hour.
We keep dancing.
WTF, man.
Wait a second, it says tell me your time zone.
Right, it's getting there.
No, it's fine.
It's going over to that page. You're doing good.
You're almost there.
You're almost there.
I have to get it first, and then I can hear myself, and then I'll hang up.
Uh-huh. This is the Anto portion of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, trust me,
commandeered the entire show.
Trust me, I can Anto much better, but I'm not doing it right now.
Again, the number is 646-478-4847 to bail us out of this.
Somebody call, please.
Somebody careen off the road and help us out here.
Where are my students? Students, you will call in.
Oh, my God.
This page is taking forever.
Okay, so you are there. So when it comes up, it just says...
I'm not there,
You're on the page.
But I really need to hear myself.
I know. That's the whole point. You don't need a radio show for that, though.
I know, but I need to hear myself first.
My God.
You guys keep talking. I'll just...
All right, we're going to put you on hold. And
Deb again.
We'll check.
No, I want to hear myself.
You'll be on the air in a second.
Deb, start.
Okay. Put me on hold.
Okay. My God. Who is this now, 603? We got a caller here?
I don't know.
I don't know what to do. We got a caller. 603, you're on the air with Naked Soma.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Nicole.
Oh!
Oh, the lovely and talented Nicole, yes. With the question. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yes, okay. We were going to get to that at the back end of the show. We'll review it then, because you're here live. You are a card-carrying eco, I understand, from the email.
Yes.
Yay!
Yes.
Very happy.
Believe me.
It explains
cannot be enough.
So much.
We need an eco club to just wall off the rest of the world.
Anne-Marie is ready.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I heard you saying save me from this call, so I figured I'd
call.
Save my
call. Okay. Well, we'll get to it in detail at the back end of the show, but all you got to understand is it works in three levels, okay? Four seasons have each have a domain. We're in the eco season, which is the fall, okay?
Right.
the middle month of that season is the peak of that eco-ness, if you will. Okay, that's when you're dealing with eco in the present moment. And then in that eco, in that lunar cycle, you have the four phases of the moon, right? So
right.
The eco cycle is right after the full moon. We're just coming out of that last week, right? So then through that phase, usually it's about 5 to 7 days. Okay, so the middle day of that phase is when it would peak during that part of the month, and then that part of that day is between 6 p.m. and midnight. So right around 9:30 or so, 10 o'clock at night, right around there, right in the middle of those 6 hours. 3 hours in, 3 hours to go. So I guess it'd be, right around 10 o'clock, I guess. Well, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So, yeah, it would be 3 hours in, is right at the middle of that cycle. And then in a given hour, okay, the half hour to the 45-minute point of the hour is the eco part of the hour. So you can get a little nutty. So it's like around, 9:40, the middle of that week, At that part of the fall, that would be the peak eco-ness of the year. So we just had it. We just had it a couple weeks ago. You just missed it, honey. So you got to come back next year.
Are there certain decades? I'm thinking on all scales here.
You go centuries. You're going to go from the 51st year to the 75th year of a decade. So there you go. Somewhere in the 60s. Hey, that makes sense. Somewhere in the 60s, in early November, late October, there was an eco, kind of nirvana.
Mm.
And we got to wait around for, another 60 years or so.
Oh, no.
So, but, we get it at the bottom of the hour. So we'll get into it a little more. We talk about the scopes at about 10 tonight, so stay tuned.
All right.
Okay? So thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, Nicole.
Okay,
bye.
Nicole. All right.
Shall we click on our friend?
Yeah, 1 second, though. I have to just, I'm just, from the last 20 minutes, I need to just, I don't even know what sound would come out of my mouth that would, let's see. We'll make a little exo transfer here.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, so getting on the Soma submarine as we just get the thing going.
All right.
We have, from the great state of Connecticut, we have Amory Rosa.
That's
Hello.
Right. Hey, wait, I got to give her another sound here. Hold on.
All right.
I'm piloting the pussy. See, y'all got to be a pilot over the pussy, y'all.
There you go.
Your daughter's listening, and now we're going to go there. All right. But you know what? Jimmy is in Nebraska. He has given the signal to crack some corn. All right, so you guys are going to take it away here because I lack the accoutrement to talk about this in the first person.
Yes, actually.
So you guys can take it away.
Yes, I think we will. How are you, Anne-Marie?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm fine and dandy. Thank you very much. So we're going to talk about a couple of things tonight that are probably going to make some people uncomfortable. So
yeah, I imagine it just might.
Let's just start off with, if you're a minor, you need to go away. Okay?
Try and rip my door away from the computer now.
Mark has dropped the phone.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
And the next thing that I'm going to say is we're going to talk a little bit about the C word. So if you're a little sensitive to the C word, maybe you'll learn something.
Do you mean corn?
No, that's the only one that Mark talks about, the Jimmy Crack corn. But no, the...
I guess Jimmy can crack other things, too.
When they're not being busted.
Okay.
That's right. All right. So we need to talk a little bit about the word cunt.
We do.
Who has fallen... Who has fallen away? Who has passed out from the sound?
Well, it's just a word, and people have such strong reactions to it.
They really do. You know,
you guys are all such pussies.
That's right.
I remember a few years ago, my son uttered the C word at the dinner table, and I had a mouthful of food and couldn't react quickly, so I stabbed him with the fork just to express my objection.
How did he react to that?
I don't think he was too pleased.
Oh, God.
Well, like he said, it's just a word.
It is just a word. And the word did not start out as being something vile.
No, it didn't. And I can't recall the source, but I remember reading somewhere that it was associated with like some ancient goddesses and some very high feminine powers.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of scared people and made them a little nervous. So I'm just assuming that because people were uncomfortable with the power that was associated to women, they turned it into a negative word.
That's right. It's like when the guys are hanging out and one of the guys is not acting the way the rest of the guys would like him to act, and then they say, "You're such a woman."
Mm-hmm.
Well, the word did not mean something vile. It just meant woman. And because it's been misused, it's snowballed into a word that actually makes some women homicidal.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I myself included, I used to think that it had the most negative connotation.
What the heck is that?
I don't know. I thought it was my nose touching a button.
Maybe it's cold in there and it's not really your nose.
Never mind.
You know, one of the other things that makes me crazy is the way society views women, but they do it in such a subtle way. There's a message that is broadcast over my TV all the time, and it makes me crazy.
Would that be for certain products?
Yes, it would be certain products that we have to see commercials for on the TV. Things like, oh, I don't know, feminine deodorant spray?
Well, I always thought if you were attracting farm animals and buzzards and insects that you might want to check out your bottom half with the doctor, because if you're that bad, there's no...
Court, I'm worried about the beaver.
...going to help.
That's right.
But you notice you never see any of these ads for men. The products that they try to sell for women is based on your self-esteem. You stink, therefore you need a product to remove that stench so you can then be all the woman that you can be. But I've never seen a commercial where they have a man like cowering outside of a boardroom because he has masculine odor and his self-esteem is affected. He's afraid to go into that boardroom because he might be offensive because of his masculine odor.
Yeah, his gamey nuts.
Do they have a product for that? No, but imagine if they had, like, some moist towelettes, and they can call them macho-wets or something. And one quick swipe of the nuts, and you're ready to go. You can walk into that boardroom confident because now your testes twinkle, and you're no longer offensive. Men would never go for that line of crap, women do it all the time. There's products that you don't need that serve no purpose, but it's that subtle message that you're inferior and you need to buy this product so that you can be all the woman that you can be.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And even the old commercials, I went on YouTube and I looked up some of the old commercials for like douches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to laugh, go take a look at some of those. I wanted to play some, but mostly visuals. So you can't really hear what's going on.
Yeah. But I've never had the urge to smell like a forest. Have you?
No. Maybe if they had like a pizza scent.
Extra cheese?
Extra cheese. We'll leave that off. God, Jesus.
I might get rid of the crust.
Oh, come on.
I couldn't help it, but you see what happens.
Oh, God. Yes, I do see. Well, what about this here? Let's see. How does this... Here we go.
What size gift will get me?
It shut off. I got to do it again. Let's see. Let me try it again. You know what? This show sucks tonight. This stupid freaking
What thing. Size gift will get me entry to her vagina?
There we go. This... I'll tell you, Blog Talk tonight, you people, you better fix this thing. It's making me nuts.
A little stuck.
Speaking of nuts.
Oh, no.
I find it to be unbelievable that women buy these products. And It's not necessary. And there's nothing out there for men. Would men ever buy a product that promises them to have tasty testes or something of that nature?
Yeah, I don't think so. And, you know, on top of that, I tell my college kids all the time that douching is a very bad idea, and that if there's some sort of stench coming from below, you need a doctor.
Exactly.
Not some sort of flowery essence.
But why are there so many jokes and so many products aimed towards women? And there is nothing that even suggests that a man can smell, too. I don't know about the rest of you out there, but sweaty balls is not exactly the most pleasant odor to be inhaling. They're not little sacks of potpourri.
No.
You know, but there's never any mention of a product for those particular needs.
No. And then you move over to the whole menstrual thing.
Well, in our society, it's thought of as an inconvenience. They have the new birth control pills now that are designed to, if not eliminate, but greatly reduce how many cycles you go through a year. If you look at some other cultures, I know in particular the Native Americans, they call it your moon time,
mm-hmm.
and that's when you're aligned, like spiritually, emotionally, and physically with your greater inner powers. And that was a time that women were really honored and revered. They had these places that women would go to when they were bleeding called moon lodges.
Yep.
And that's where the women would go, and they would be encouraged to not do anything, just rest and dream and think and pray. And it was thought that they needed this time because it was such a strong time of spiritual and emotional connection, and they were taught to use these powers for the benefit of the entire community. So people came together as a community and honored this time and saw it as such a benefit. When a young woman first got her period for the very first time, they had ceremonies.
That's right. That's really gone by the wayside. We used to sell a bracelet at the holistic store that I used to be part of,
uh-huh.
just for that. It had these, like, red semi-precious stones around it, and it had a little goddess hanging off it, and it was supposed to be given to your daughter as celebration of becoming a woman. And we actually sold quite a few of them, but this is only for people who are above and beyond the need for removal of their periods and deodorant pads and all of this other insanity. And,
well,
you know,
go ahead.
Okay, in some cultures, this time of the month is considered a time where a woman is polluted.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sent off to a menstrual hut, actually, to keep them away from the rest of the people because they were vile. And if they touched anything, even passed by a man, that something could happen to them.
I wonder, though, if that's a you know, something through the years that maybe people have grown to misunderstand. Maybe they were sent away not necessarily because they were vile, but because they had to honor the power that was connected with that time.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because there is one village in central India where women are thought of to be both in danger and be a danger to others at this time. So that definitely follows suit with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think the women in Mali that go to the menstrual hut, and it's actually outside the village. They throw them out of town. See, now, if the women concocted this whole thing, see, I could see that.
Sorry.
I could see that they concocted the whole thing and said, you know what, we don't want to be bothered with people right now, so let's just make this whole thing up so we can get the hell out of town for the week and not be bothered.
Well, now they can take a pill and just avoid the whole cycle.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
After all, we refer to it as the curse.
That's right. That's right. So, and then there's the complete opposite goes on in some other countries. Like, there are male menstrual rites. The Australian Aborigines
mm-hmm.
and the indigenous people of Papua New Guinea and also the Mojave Indians have rituals where the young boys cut their penises and bleed as part of their trek into adulthood, into becoming a man. So not all cultures are completely freaked out. And then you can go a little bit over the top and talk about, like, the hoodoo tradition and some of the Sicilian folk magic, where menstrual blood actually serves as magic. And it's put in a guy's coffee or tea, and it puts your scent into his sphere of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and then he falls for you.
And there are other cultures that use the menstrual blood. They'll collect it and feed their plants with it. They'll grow a special tree that honors their spirituality.
Yep.
And they'll use it to nourish the plants.
Yep. And then you go back to, you know, the Christians. Take a look at Leviticus. You know, menstruating women are ritually unclean,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then some of the churches, the Orthodox churches, advise women not to even receive communion at that time. Right. Isn't that special?
Yeah.
And the Islam, forget it. Sex is forbidden. You can't. You can actually be a little bit intimate, but there's no sex allowed. And they do not have to pray or fast at that time. And then you have the Jews, which is forget about it. The Orthodox Jews and the whole period thing, forget it. They're considered. I don't know how to say it, but it's NIDDAH, Nida.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, and she has to take a ritual bath called a mikveh before she can even, you know, touch her husband again or sleep in the same bed as him. They can't even pass things to each other during this time. You know, it's crazy. And the Hindus, I think it's the first 4 days of the cycle, women are not even allowed to participate in any religious ceremonies, you know, and then when you get to Buddhism, it's a natural physical excretion that women have to go through on a monthly basis. Nothing more, nothing less. You know, it's a little bit more logical on that end of things. And the Sikhs actually condemn people who treat women differently, treat them as impure at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look at some of the terms that we use, it's the curse.
Yeah, the curse.
And then you go on the other side, it's the blessing, because you got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we teach through just our choice of words says a lot about how we feel about women in this society.
And it's not even something that comes strictly from men. I think women buy into it also.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, and with all of the subliminal messages that we send out there, I think the younger generations are buying into this and not seeing the inherent gifts of each gender.
Yeah. I agree. I was watching this clip on YouTube of The View. I don't really like those shows, but I happened to catch this one. And they were talking about the word vagina.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not allowed to say vagina on TV. The people go nuts. I'm sure that you can slip one in here and there, but as a rule, so to speak, as a rule, you know, you have to use these cute little terms like vajayjay.
Oh, please.
You know, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What does Oprah say?
What's that?
What does Oprah say about the issue?
Oh, Oprah, I don't know. I can't listen to that, Anto. But I know.
Didn't something happen at her thing this week, and she was like up a tree about it? Her thing in Africa?
Oh.
Her thing for girls or something?
Yeah, I think one of her workers was being inappropriate with the girls at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And she got, you know, she got all Jesus on him, didn't she?
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, crossing some lines there for sure.
Well, Oprah doesn't have any lines, if you notice.
No, she doesn't. Anyone ever notice Oprah's eyes? If you guys want to see what Anto looks like, look at Oprah.
Especially when she's listening to someone she disagrees with. That's the best.
Her eyes are like a Halloween decoration.
Boring a hole in their forehead.
Fire.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. So now, be conscious now of all the commercials. Make note in your mind of the different messages coming through with commercials, with on the TV shows, what women teach their daughters about their privates. You know, like they're taking a bath and they tell them, you know, okay, now wash your naughty area.
Or, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
What's wrong with calling it what it is? We have to give it cute names. I have a friend who called her daughters a Tweety box.
Oh, please.
What the hell is a Tweety box? Cute as hell, but, you know, that's, I don't know.
That is good.
You like that one, huh?
Well, I mean, I you know, never came up in conversation for me, but...
Yeah, but now you're prepared when it does.
Now it's there. It's on file. Just in case I need it.
Yep. And then the first day of my human sexuality class, I usually have the students throw out as many vile names for vagina and penis as they can come up with. They always come up with more for vagina. Always.
But why is that? Why are there so many more vile descriptions?
I think because people are afraid of it.
Afraid?
They're afraid. They're afraid of the power of the vagina.
now you're doing Alexis thing. The power of the vagina.
That's right. She might be a little wacky, but, you know, she knows a few things.
Well, I just know from experience.
Look, vagina, power.
There you go. If you take women that didn't have a vaginal birth, they had to go cesarean, the head case that comes out of that is, now it's become, you know, almost the norm to have a C-section and, you know, you book it like you're going to get your nails done. But, it's almost like the same stigma was attached for a while with the women that didn't breastfeed. Same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, like you're a failure.
Yeah, something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. Women are good at hang-ups. Men have no hang-ups at all.
Really?
With that kind of stuff. I mean, they expect stuff to fall apart. We expect to break down. Women don't have that mentality. They fight everything. Aging, they fight everything.
Well, why do you think that is?
I think because they're told that they're only valuable as long as they're beautiful.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you're disposable. We have to last forever. I mean, we die 10 years earlier, so from nagging usually. But to this day, I still think that poor Kennedy kid went down on that plane the whole way down. She was bitching at him.
Should have took the Parkway.
The entire time down.
Oh,
I wonder if he was calling her the C word under his breath.
I think he probably was. Yes, it was
probably at the top of his lungs.
At least 5 or 6 times he was. God, I'm trying to find this thing. It's gonna take me the rest of the show. Oh God.
What are you trying to find?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, now see, now I'm scared.
Talking. Don't worry about it.
I'm gonna keep
nothing. Talking. Nothing. And you won't. I don't know what you will. I don't know what you're gonna do. Looking. You guys keep talking.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that right now. Right here.
This is the dirtiest show I have ever been on in all of my life.
That's all I have to say about that.
Professor Val, how do you find that your young students respond to the different roles of gender that we associate?
Well, you know, most of my classes, for some reason, they're like probably 80 to 90% women.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys, they try to, you know, blend into the background most of the time, especially in the human sexuality class.
Yeah.
The women run all over them. Now, so I guess if a woman feels power from wherever it's coming from, she can give guys a whole lot of hell. In general, I don't know. I don't know. I have so many different kids from different cultures. I think it's such a broad spectrum of women in the class. I don't really know if there's any one way, but I do know that a lot of the girls have told me that, you know, they had arranged marriages,
mm-hmm.
that they were fighting, that their fathers won't let them date, they're trying to fight staying virgins until they're married because their parents would be upset with them, and the guys are swinging from chandeliers by their peckers.
Well, virgins used to bring in more money, and that's the whole worth behind that concept.
Yeah, well, nobody told anybody in this century.
Yeah.
That's for sure. There'd be a bunch of broke people out there, too.
I'm going to wrap up your interview here with a little ditty I found here.
Oh, God, okay.
Well, it's not bad. I didn't go full beyond you.
Go ahead.
But just... You had some questions about why the smell of male body odor is not a stigma in the society. You had issues with the fact that it wasn't the fairness of gonadal odor, all that stuff.
I'm so afraid right now.
What are you afraid of? To be not afraid.
I know you.
Yeah, well, all right. Let's see.
Men. It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men.
It's great to be with men.
Cause men can sweat and men can stink and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drain with hair. Oh,
clog the drain with hair. Oh, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room. There's no one here but men. Men.
There's men above, there's men below, there's men down in the galley. There's Butch.
And Mike.
And Boo.
And one guy we call Sally.
And one guy we call Sally. Men. It's a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift a seat. There's no one here but men. Men.
We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses.
And blow each other kisses. Men. It's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard. There's no one here but men.
Oh, that was so good.
There you go.
And you know what? It goes right into what some of my girls typed on my blog. Did you see any of that? Oh. What the hell are all the noises tonight?
I feel like we're in Gimbals.
Oh, my God. The girls were making comments about the whole, you know, feminine deodorant thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe what some of them were saying.
Mm.
They were saying stuff like, you know, that women just do that stuff because men would complain, and if
mm-hmm.
the men didn't, you know, say anything, they'd probably walk around stenching. I couldn't believe it. I'm like,
well,
what?
Are there more flavors of chewing gum or the other end?
Oh, I'm sure. It's going to be a
draw. I always think it's funny how, you know, Nature's Eve and all that stuff, it's like there really is no way to deny nature.
No.
You know?
No.
Not for nothing. But, you know, you guys can put anything you want on it, and basically it's like the McDonald's thing. You eat McDonald's, and you could throw 20 breath mints in there. Someone's going to know you have McDonald's 3 days later.
All right. Now, let's not get...
Yeah. 646-478-4847 if you have a different flavor that we haven't discussed.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know at this point.
Mm.
I don't know. You know what? If you take a freaking shower, there should be no issue, period. Mm. No pun intended.
Let's see if we get a little misogynist stuff here, if we have a little clip here.
But the real excitement, of course, is going to come at the end of the summer during Sexual Awareness Week. We import 200 hookers from around the world, and each camper, armed with only a thermos of coffee and $2,000 cash, tries to visit as many countries as he can. And the winner, of course, is named King of Sexual Awareness Week and is allowed to rape and pillage the neighboring towns until camp ends.
Mm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Meatballs, what, 1980 or so? I mean, that movie is so politically correct now. People will be running in the streets seeing that thing.
Oh, man. That was good, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I actually saw that.
Should I put a little musical interlude up to kind of bridge the gap here as we wind our way back?
Yeah,
you said,
I guess.
The Debonator has,
we're almost back
has
to...
reality.
What?
There
the?
It is. It's again.
Gimbal.
You're not doing
one
that?
One
of the
floor. No!
What is that? Father Queen.
I thought it was though.
What was that?
What? I don't know.
You want to have
it in, bud? Isn't there a show bleeding in? It's great.
All right, I got a big WTF
there.
I'm
wild.
Idea where that music was coming from. None whatsoever.
Came out of nowhere. If you're doing the show, guys, you get a little switchboard, you see all the people that are calling in.
That's right.
And Amory's gone.
Can you believe that? There was nobody calling in that could have done that. Do you think it was an accident? The whole system went down before, and then it comes back up, and
obviously it's being hacked.
Apparently, and that music sounded perhaps, I don't know, Middle Eastern?
Yeah. Maybe this is where the big hit comes. It comes right through Naked Soma. We now have an archive of the end of the world.
Yeah.
So, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Poor Jeb.
Jeb, did you hear what was going on?
Yeah, I was trying to talk to you guys through that whole thing.
The jihad will not be broadcast. Will not be televised, apparently. So
it will be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Well,
yeah.
My tip of the week was going to be something about diet and taking it easy for one day of the week. But then after hearing what I walked into, which was something about stenching and then that, I think my tip of the week is don't piss on a spark plug. I think that's a better tip of the week.
Wow.
You're going the right way for a smack bottom.
I just cannot believe that happened.
Well, we'll be on the live help asking about that in about 10 minutes.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what was so funny was listening to Val laugh.
Oh, yeah, she was losing her mind.
Because
I was laughing so hard.
I thought you started it, Mark. I thought it was like, because you said something about a little musical interlude.
Yeah,
I was about to play. I was about to play. I'll play it at the end. But I was about to play, a song, and all of a sudden the start was that little noise that like it sounded like you were in an elevator at Macy's kept going. I thought that was Val making that noise, and it was probably the hackers.
Yep.
How funny is that? Yeah.
Wow. I think that somebody better get some security help.
Security. Yep. Well, I'll give you a little turbo thermoscope here because we had that question we started off a while ago when the world was right about half an hour ago. With Nicole. If you look at the domains from the standpoint of the coherence calendar, the cycle is a fourfold cycle on all scales. So you start off with a 4-second window. All right, that's how long you can maintain eye contact with somebody else until your brain figures out if you know the person, don't know the person, want to know the person, or are going to interact with them. So that 4-second window It's sort of a social bubble that you kind of come in and out of every time you ping in the universe to see if you're in an environment that's acceptable to you or not. And then you go all the way up all the scales of time, and we were talking about the seasons and things like that. She was looking for the time of the year where there was the most eco-ness that you can have, and like she got up to the century, I think, with me. And you, basically, every single one of these lunar cycles has a week that is from the day after the full moon until the last quarter that we're in recovery, basically. We're starting to go down the cycle, and that's when the ecos are getting their boost. And then within that cycle, the middle day is going to be the peak of that, and within a given day, from 6 o'clock at night until midnight is when you have your peak eco-ness. So it would be right at the end of that third hour, beginning of the fourth hour, between 6 and midnight. And then in any given hour, it's going to be from the 30-minute point to the 45-minute point is that eco-section of the hour. So you go halfway through there. So it's about, 37 minutes and 30 seconds after the hour is going to be the peak. So if you want to go spend time trying to find it, there you go. But that's the basic thing. But really, you can go chronologically and do that, or you could just learn to shift into those signatures and learn to put your awareness and your attention more on the environment and more on the emotional tone of the room like we just were in. That was as eco as it gets.
Wow.
A couple of minutes ago, another culture was invading the Blog Talk. And how do you respond to that? Because when you're eco, fear does not make you move away. Fear moves you to fascination. Fear is an energy boost. So it's like, wow, something's finally happening. It's almost like that scene in Animal House when Flounder says, "Oh boy, this is great." When everyone's like having another chaos at the end of the Animal House,
Mm-hmm.
That's the eco signature. When fear comes, it's like, wow, something's finally going to be toppled here. So it really comes from that. But looking at this week, we're sitting here in the middle of an exo week, and look at the technical difficulties tonight. So we're in loco exo tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll thank Emery for coming on and doing the interview. I'm sorry we had to end it with a jihad, but. You can never tell here on the Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be bouncing through. We got a couple more days of exoing, and then we start the Philo cycle again.
Oh, come on.
We are in the last. We're in the last lunar cycle of the fall. It ends December 1st. So this is when we're starting to look at the mood of the season changed. We're getting into the end of the fall. So you're talking about sadness that's coming from the future. So you're looking at things that make you feel wistful, make you feel a little, things that you're losing in your future, things that possibilities that are drying up, or relationships that you're not going to be carrying forward. So there's a grieving period. This is when you get a lot of seasonal affective disorder. So the exos who are suspicious anyway become a little more narrow-minded, a little more stick to their knittings kind of things. So, and this is when inner work becomes more important, and now we're on the other side of the time change, so we're going. The body's going in more deep repair. So take care of your immune systems by taking care of your limbic systems. Take care of that by doing your damn simples. So there you go. So, all right, so toss it over to the host with, I'm not going to go there, just talk with her quote of the week, President Val. Go ahead.
All right. There were so many. I couldn't really pick one, but.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was looking for a woman quote, so.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's one.
Every woman. Yeah.
I have an idea that the phrase weaker sex was coined by some woman to to disarm some man she was preparing to overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Ogden Nash. I'll tell you, women are good at that. They're very good at that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So where's your quote?
That's the quote.
Oh, come on.
You want
another
one?
Right there. I like the other one.
You like that one that I put in there?
Yes.
All right. And this one is a little extra. Okay. Ah, women. They make the highs higher and the lows more frequent.
There you go.
That's my man, Nietzsche.
There you go.
He is. He does rock, except maybe for that one. Oh, man.
I kind of slipped that one in there.
Yeah, I have a response.
All the problems in the world can be solved with prunes.
Okay.
I didn't even hear that.
You didn't hear that?
No, play it again.
Yes, I will have to. Here we go.
All the problems in the world can be solved with prunes.
There you go. All right, so we're going to wrap up the show with a infidel tune that I'm sure the jihadists will love. And then we'll wind it down here. So we'll see you next week. Travel light through the darkness. And do the revolution.
Mike D to my dismay.